I'm really interested to hear about your thoughts on this part. I would like to start with you, Jesse. So you have to deal in your position with perhaps two different regions as a reporting, for instance. No, you have Europe, you also controls and leads part of Latin America, but also you have to deal with the USA, right? So it's like a combination of it. So from your point of view, and please expand as much as you want, but what is the main differences? Because you could have similar approaches, but and you may have similar challenges, but not necessarily the same solutions. So how are you dealing with all these differences, even if they are slight or not, between Europe, USA, and Latin America? So what is your experience on that part?
Thank you, Jose. Well, as you mentioned, we have different levels of maturity between Europe and Latin America. Also different levels and intensities of audits and an approach. I think we need to have a global perspective, but with a very local strategy and local implementation, because that's for sure something that we are looking to have: global approach, global monitoring, global policies, but the level of maturity, as I mentioned, also the implementation of the rules are very different in Europe and, for example, in Brazil, that they are starting to use and implement all the OECD rules. So I think we need to try to standardize and have this global perspective, but also be very sure that we are supported by local expertise. So I think we need to combine both. We cannot maintain just with a global view, but we need to be very communicating with our local expertise. So I think that's my first impression about these different phases that we have worldwide.
No, makes total sense. And also, I think that I really like your expression about the level of maturity, right? So we perhaps are living different moments, and that shapes us in a different way. Our background is also a bit different. So I really like how you express it. So from your perspective, Martin, because of course you have been in Europe and leading a lot of projects with European companies, and that's perhaps your core, but you also have been involved in many projects in Latin America and other parts of the world. So from your perspective, that perhaps is not, I cannot say the opposite, but it's different, right? From Jessica. So what is your perspective in terms of differences and how you approach them, how you try to solve them or try to have a mediation between them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So yeah, of course, we have a different level of maturity when it comes to application of AMSLANC's methodology to OECD guidelines in general. We have seen a lot of development in those cases in the last years, I think, in Latin America. Best example being Brazil, now also on the arm's length road with us. I think what is still something where we have a lot of differences is in the controversy mitigation and solvency area, where I think whenever issues come up with transfer pricing, there are a lot of differences on how to deal with it. I think this is one of the biggest challenges, and quite costly for multinational businesses, of course. How we want to deal with it is that, of course, in the first instance, we try to not come into that situation that we need to deal with double taxation and with any MAPS arbitration procedures or so afterwards. What we do try within those projects is, as Jessica perfectly pointed out, to have local expertise involved. And I think this is something that in the CREST and transfer pricing group we can do quite well in our structure. Whenever we have a headquarter, for example, having its business done out of Europe with the headquarters, we try to convince them that it makes sense to validate their approach, not only with us, for example, from a global perspective, but always to include the local experts that we have in the region and in the local jurisdiction. And I think this is how we can manage those risks in the best way. And looking forward, as already said, this combination from a global approach, which needs to align with other global instruments and global measurements, yeah, coming again to Pillar 2 and others, counting topics maybe even, which needs to be managed, of course, on headquarters level. But at the same time, everything needs to be discussed also with local management and the local advisors and our local experts. So this is how we would like to really try to deal with it.
Yeah, no, makes total sense. And I think that is also relevant. You, both of you point out that Brazil is moving in the right direction in terms of arm's length and be part of the OECD directives. And as we know, Latin America is a big region, right? So it's a mixture of different types of approach regarding the BEPS actions or the OECD directives. And as you know, there's just a few countries that are members of the OECD. So the rest of us, perhaps there's a mixture that needs necessarily, as you well point, both of you, the local expertise. So it's, and I completely agree with Jessica, a global alignment, but with a specific expertise locally. And that's very relevant.